Hey, this is the Ultimate Athlete, AJ Istria, and you are listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is FNX.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, this is Big Brody Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez, and you are listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
Hey, this is Killian English.
Don't worry. Just panic.
This is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
Hello, Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Mean Dean Olsen.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is 5 times the world's heavyweight champion, the Scrap Iron Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome to WRA for another week. Josh Armour here. Bit of a shorter intro there for you folks. Swerve bro, awesome to be back. And of course, it's all on fnx.network. Of course, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and not just WRA. We are churning them out, folks. We've got Healing Out, of course, with Muhammad Ali Vaez and the Axe Cast. The new episode is out now with Ali Vaez. So Josh and Ali really have an awesome chat. A lot of the stuff that they talk about to do with, you know, to do with the business and philosophies on working and the word association game was a lot of fun to listen to as well. So be sure to check that out. Plus, Ali talks a lot about his time in developmental when it was OVW and not FCW pre-NXT. So yeah, very, very interesting to hear about his time there and around the time of the Muhammad Hassan character being around, and of course with him being Persian and all this sort of thing. It just, like, very interesting listen. So enjoy that one, folks. Now today it's all about this weekend's Wrestle Rampage Arena show down here in South Australia. I just went down to the Pro Wrestling Dojo down at Woodville, SA, and caught up with AJ Istria, who is, well, he's moved down from Queensland to South Australia, and the thing that actually spurred him to move down south really, really blew me away. So you're going to hear all about that, and plus we go nuts talking about this weekend's arena show. It is going to be a massive event for wrestling in Australia in general. And a big thanks to the crew at Wrestle Rampage for having me down there at HQ. And a big thanks to AJ for giving me the time, because there was a lot going on for those guys in training and preparation for this weekend's event. It's a big deal for everybody on the card, and I know for a lot of fans that are attending as well. So we really want to, this is one of those shows, and you'll hear me say it during my chat with AJ, but this is really one of those shows where we want everybody, we want you to tell your friends, we want every wrestling fan in Australia knowing, or in South Australia at least. Now, it's not too late to get a flight, but, you know, let them know that this event's happening. It's going to be worth seeing, because the talent on this show is out of this world. I'll have the full card at the end of the episode. Now, there's going to be a lot of merchandise there available at the show, and of course, Wrestle Merch Printing, our great sponsors. They have produced a lot of that merch that you're going to be seeing from folks like Damian Slater, Mr. Juicy, Elliot Sexton, and the whole TMDK crew. They're all going to be there. It's going to be absolutely nuts. No selects, but yeah. If you're a wrestler, if you're a promoter, you need some really good merch to give to your fans, to sell to your fans, to give it away as well. You run a competition, why not? But yeah, Wrestle Merch Printing is where you want to go. They're based in SA, but they will ship nationwide. You don't have to worry about not being able to access their awesome product. There's tees, hoodies, screen printed one by one. So you know you're getting good quality here. We needed a new logo at Wrestle Radio Australia. The green and gold deal that you see there, that was thanks to Wrestle Merch as well. So if you need a logo, they have got you sorted. And if you're a promoter, I mean, hey, folks like Melbourne City Wrestling and EPW Perth, they trust Wrestle Merch, and Wrestle Merch will take care of you too. So be sure to hit them up on Facebook, send them a private message, and they'll be sure to get back to you promptly. Very friendly service and on the ball. And be sure to tell them you heard about it on Wrestle Radio Australia. Alrighty, now let's get into it. My chat with AJ Istria. And then at the end of the show, I'll be running down the full card once again for this Saturday night's Wrestle Rampage Arena show. You're seeing the cream of the crop at this show, and you're a part of it. How does that feel to sort of be put in that spot of, hey, we trust you to go out there, put on a great show?
Yeah, obviously it does mean a lot to me, especially because, you know, being from Queensland, we really, as wrestlers up in Queensland, we really don't see too many opportunities. You don't see Queensland guys venturing out, and you really haven't for, you know, at least in my generation. So we've kind of started from scratch. So to have myself and Rufio at this event in particular means the absolute world to me. And also, I did come down here to essentially get retrained by Hartley Jackson, by the crew here at the Pro Wrestling Dojo way back when. So we've all been working hard for many years. So to end up here and to have been on this journey with everyone, it absolutely means a lot. So
how is Rufio's sister? Have you heard from her recently?
She's not too happy with the move. I was back in town last weekend for my Pacific Pro title defense. She couldn't bear to watch. Unfortunately, I just don't think things are going to work out between her and me. So we might have to look at a divorce. I don't know. But things could be heated between Rufio and me this weekend.
Yeah, I'm shocked that things are looking rocky between you and Rufio's sister. And I've got to say, I mean, like, the rivalry that you guys had, especially, you know, throughout this year in Queensland in AWA Live, I've noticed since that rivalry, since that feud, Rufio, I mean, there's a lot more people around Australia talking about Rufio now. And that's, I guess, like a classic case of, okay, we've got a champ in a certain territory. He is going to elevate the people that he works with. And that seems to have happened with Rufio wrestling you. What's he like as an opponent and as a youngster sort of coming up like?
Rufio was someone that you always knew right from the moment you met him that he was definitely going to be one of the guys. The way I see it, when someone comes up and says, I want to be a wrestler, generally they fit into pretty distinctive categories right away without prejudging too many people. But, I mean, you can imagine with some of the people that have come through the ranks over the years.
Josh Shooter loves the term Johnny Kickpad or Eric Generic. That's the one.
for me, I just view it as, ooh, potential, or, you know, this one's going to be work. But for Rufio, he kind of got things straight away, and you can tell he loves wrestling. Loving wrestling is one of the main things you need. And for him, how it all started, he started showing good potential, and as far as his elevation up the ranks at AWA went, I went to Mason and Jesse, who ran AWA, and I said, oh, look, I'd love to wrestle Rufio. And they said, cool, when? And I said, in 1 year's time.
Right.
And they kind of looked at me like I was a bit of an idiot.
Like, project right here, like.
Yeah, exactly right. So, like, I wanted to wrestle Rufio, but I wanted to, you know, make it mean something, and I also wanted to help him along the way. So I got to work with him for nearly a full year, and I brought him out of his comfort zone. And he also, you know, I got to push myself a little bit with the angle. I don't think anything like it's been done ever in Australia before.
Well, I mean, like, there's the things that, like, you Wrestle Rock and Wrestle Clash have done in Victoria, which is, you know, it is the 18 plus sort of vibe, but it's really for something like that in Queensland. And then, of course, like, you guys have got the live stream happening, so I don't have to wait for the DVD to come out within a couple of days. I can sit here in Adelaide and bang, watch it and get a kick out of it. So, like, that's one thing where talking to Jesse and talking to Mason recently, and even Chris from Pacific Pro, and has done a lot with AWA, is that thing of just getting it to more people, even if it's 10 more people this week and then 20 more people the next month or whatever, it's slowly building it. And it's so important now to get what you guys are doing out there to more people, because it doesn't just get you to more fans, it gets you to more bookers, it gets you to more trainers. Like,
yeah, I mean, a big thing as well is just keeping it simple, because we want to constantly be bringing in new fans. So if you make things too complex, those new fans that do come in, they'll then be confused. Yeah. And it might actually be intimidating or scare them off. So this storyline in itself was a really simple premise. One guy's a virgin and he really wants to lose his virginity to the other guy's sister. So simple premise. It was something where it could easily, it had depth to the people that were there every month, but for those that just joined in, it was very easy to catch on to and understand why. And I think that's also a testament to Rufio and just his personality at engaging with the crowd.
And now he's getting out there to more feds and around Australia. He's going to be at the Wrestle Rampage show this Saturday night. And you've got Team Istria going against the All-Stars. You're looking at like an eight-man tag here. So, you know, everybody's going to be looking to get their shine, to get their piece in this match. That must be a hard thing to somebody putting together a match, say, behind the scenes to say, okay, we've got to give everybody their shine, but at the same time, things got to make sense and all this sort of jazz. What do you see as more of a challenge? Something like that, where if you have a hand in laying out the match, you may be partly responsible for this and that, or do you enjoy more taking that one person and saying, okay, let's get something out of this for both of us so that at the end of the program, like with Rufio, people know who he is? Like,
I think for this match in particular, I mean, we've got eight guys here, but overall is the whole show. Not one single person is on this event that doesn't, you know, to pardon the rock, know their role, and not one single person can't perform their role to the best of their ability. So I think what you will see from this eight-man tag is eight guys come together from different places, different journeys. You know, we've got Sean Custom from Sydney, looking forward to punching him in his face.
Finally, I get to see him live, finally.
Sean's one of those guys where I just haven't crossed paths with him that much, you know. Known of him for years and years, probably been around him three times tops, which is incredible considering, you know, the circle that he runs in. You know, I see Robbie Eagle so often. So I got to actually wrestle him up in Brisbane for a Lucha Festival, or at least his Mexican cousin. And
kayfabe.
But yeah, his Mexican cousin was amazing in the ring, and yeah, just a heck of a personality. So I mean, to see the man himself and not his knockoff cousin, yeah, I'm pretty excited to stand in the ring face to face with him. And likewise, I mean, we've got Valente.
Yes.
The man's been in Wrestle Rampage his whole career, yet I still haven't actually crossed paths with him at all. You know, and then obviously we've got Big Willie Gibson. And then Gorgeous Greg, who are two guys who have been around for ages. You know, it's just the chemistry from, I guess, I've got a team of relatively, you know, they're the other guys, you know. We've got Pat Graham. He's just the kid that gets beat up all the time. You know, we've got Green Smash, who's just, he's from RCW, but he's one of those new guys coming through. And I mean, everyone's going to take one look at him and just go, this guy is out of this world.
And the cool thing about Green Smash, I mean, I've said it on the show before, but last week, but it's cool that someone like him, who's been a fan since he was 7 or 8 years old, sitting in the front row of Wrestle Rampage when it used to be EPW Adelaide. We're going back 9 years, seven, eight, 9 years, folks. And then, you know, seeing him in front row, always at Riot City with his signs and that. And now he is out there on this card, and I'm like so stoked for somebody like him. And even somebody like a Nick Armstrong, who's from Riot City as well, but he's again one of those people who's like, I guess, earned their spot on this show, whether it's been RCW champ, MCW tag champ, whether it's been doing like training the rookies at RCW. Like, he's really paid his dues to be on this card. Luke Hazard, the ring announcer, even. I mean, he's been around, the voice of SA Wrestling, for 10 plus years. So, like, it's totally bloody stacked. Yeah. It's the only way to put it, is stacked.
Yeah, even to the photographers. We've actually got a Queensland photographer, Clint Skeen. Haggard Clint.
Yes.
Yeah, he's done some amazing photos. He'll be down as one of the photographers at the event. So this is genuinely people from all around Australia coming together to form as perfect a possible event as possible, to really show the world, you know. It's just as Jag said on your podcast, show the world we are here and we are world class.
Now, we've talked about Rufio and others. Now, let's talk more about you. You said the Queensland wrestlers don't get out there as much, but you've been getting down here when you can. I've seen you on a couple of the Rampage shows. There was one, I think it was at the Thebeton Theatre a couple of years ago. Saw you there. And you've been getting out to Japan as well. What are you looking at to do in 2016? Like, do you have plans to go back to Japan or overseas?
As far as overseas goes, definitely next year. Like I packed up and just left everything at home to come down here, and that's for good reason. Like not only for this event and help out in any way that I could, but also to be here to train with the best. I mean, at the end of the day, I like you know, like Green Smash was a young guy. I wasn't so much a young guy as a fan watching, but I was in my very very infancy in wrestling when I would see Hartley Jackson, I would see Robbie Hart, I would see Damian Slater, and those three became three people that I wanted to be like. Now I'm down here training as a peer with these guys every day.
You walk into that training room and it's just like, oh my God. Like you see that, you see the collective talent in one room, and even, you know, I can't help but stand there and you mark out for a second going, geez, this is bloody good, you know what I mean? And yeah, like Slater and Jake, they've been, you know, running the show down here for about 10 odd years, 15 odd years now. It's crazy.
I mean, you've got to pinch yourself. To a lot of people that aren't, you know, like
yeah,
us,
yeah.
They think, oh, come on, guys, it's just Slater, you know?
Yeah, they're coming from that thing of, oh, like the indie-rific, and not that it's Damien Slater, so I'm not, don't mean it, it's not, you're not indie-rific, but that is the impression that folks might get, whereas we look at these people and say, like, they've paved the way for what we have today.
Yeah, I mean, like, you pinch yourself and you realise, look at how far we've come. I made my debut on an event where Slater did an arm drag into a pin that blew my mind, that I still bring it up to him to this day, because it just made me laugh how many people tried to rip off that exact pin that Slater did.
Right.
But, you know, and Robbie Hart, he's just got this personality. One of my first matches was in Theberton Theatre, an opener, and I was nervous as anything because my retraining with Jag and everyone started 6 months prior.
Right.
So for me, like my debut, it was just, that was my first week down here, debuted, and then I started getting retrained. But for this Theberton Theatre event, this was my, all right, I want to take what I've learned and I want to show everyone and put it all together. And it was in the opener of a one-night tournament, I believe. And it was against Robbie Hart. I'm standing in the ring as a heel, and I'm used to crowds of, you know, 100 tops. And, you know, I'm used to being at events where you walk around backstage and half the people deserve to be there, half don't. And I'm walking around before I go out. I walk past Jason Cooper. I walk past Damian Slater. I walk past Hartley Jackson. You know, men, you know, grown men that are just amazing at what they do. And I'm standing in that ring, lights go off, Robbie Hart's music plays, and just Theberton Theatre erupts before he even walks out. I've never experienced anything like that. And it's just made me go, I want to be that guy. Like, why can't I be that guy? And I've spent every year since training and learning from these guys in the hopes that one day, you know, I can be a peer to them.
So what started it all for you as far as wrestling, watching, and then beginning training, getting involved?
The story itself, there's one story that I pass off where it was just, you know, it was just something that I really liked doing, and I genuinely did always intend on finding a way into it, but it actually comes off pretty douchebaggy what my real story is.
Oh, come on, let's shoot, brother.
So I saw an event down the Gold Coast. Mason Charles was actually working with my brother-in-law at the time, and he said, you know, because we're all wrestling fans, and he goes, oh, come on down, watch a show. So we did. And we're in an event. There might have been 15 other people other than us. And the event itself, it was one of those shows where it was so appalling, you walk away and go, I could do better than that.
Right.
And then they had an open tryout, so I just quietly turned up. And just all what my initial goal was to have a match that was better than that, so that way I can walk away and just laugh.
Now you had the feeling there of, okay, I can do it better than these bastards here. Johnny Kickpad over there. Thanks, Shooter. That's a new bloody Anali. That's a new term now. I'm going to be bandying about every bloody week on the show. But you've seen that, and then you've actually gotten into a ring and started bumping. That next day, you're thinking like, oh shit, maybe it isn't as easy as I thought.
The headache was something I had never actually experienced in my life.
Bumping headache.
It was the bumping headache. You know, I've had head collisions playing football, and, you know, like, I was a gymnast all throughout high school. So by this point, I was fresh off that.
Right.
You know, so
have you always had that physique? Like, you did gymnastics, so you've always been like sort of...
Yeah, not as big, but always as wiry, and power to weight ratio always very high. But that's just from starting, exercise at a young age, really. But yeah, so like I rocked up and it just knocked me for six. I mean, it didn't help that, I found out when I came to Wrestle Rampage for the first time that I was bumping wrong for 2 years, but we'll leave that one out of it. But the headache, wow. But as we all know, there's a lot more to wrestling. And when you're, under 20 years old and you see something, I hate 19-year-old me. If I could punch him, I would.
but you hear that a lot. I mean, you hear that from folks that, they look back where they were when they started out and they think like, geez, but it's the different experiences that you've had and that you did have, I guess, with your training and whatnot and different people coming through that you sort of makes you realize, okay, well, I need to step up to this level. And the next year you go, okay, I need to change this about me and, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, the big thing for anyone that comes from Queensland can relate, those that truly aspire to wrestle. For us, having a permanent training facility and having a permanent trainer has just constantly been tough. Let's look at a guy like BJ Blade, James Blade. He was on the original NWA shows down here, so those big ones, and he's just a plethora of knowledge. Obi Cartel, Rick Sterling as well. Those guys, amazing workers, amazing psychology, everything like that. And you try and learn what you can from them, but we just didn't have the facility to be able to regularly do it. So more or less, as a Queensland aspiring wrestler, you are permanently doing seminars and trying to take what you learn. We've had Mason, Esteban over the years, all these guys. But again, Mason's in the same boat where he's just trying to learn what he can from Chris Hero, and then he'll pass what he can on. And when you do that, eventually Chinese whispers, bad habits creep in, and I think that's where Queensland gets a bit of a rep. But for those of us that are trying, man,
because it's one thing to have you've got a ring, okay, that's cool, but then you need that facility where it's big enough to hold your ring, your weights area and whatnot. And so it's if you want to have a training facility, you might be looking at a grand a month or a fortnight or whatever the rent may be there, and that's the tough part, is having that initial. But I know, like here, it's pretty lucky having the setup that Rampage has down here at Woodville. Was in the CBD, but now has moved, and Riot City Wrestling, just the academy's just moved, and the facility now is like, you walk into it and you're like, holy shit, this is the training facility now. It's not just a little tin shed somewhere, like, which was great. It was the home for years. But now you walk into this place and you go like, wow, you don't have to be afraid as a parent to bring your 15-year-old kid here or 16-year-old kid here to train or that sort of thing, because it's a nice environment. But that's the hard part for a lot of people, is having that facility. And that's where down here you've got it made, really.
Exactly right. And it may seem, I remember actually before I left my job back home in Queensland, everyone goes, why Adelaide? I don't know why Adelaide, but it is the hub of pro wrestling in Australia. I mean, people are trying to scrape together one team. Adelaide has two full dojos of just talent coming through. Not only talent coming through, established talent to work with. It's just incredible. And it's all happening in the small little town of Adelaide.
And besides Adelaide being easy to get around, I mean, that's one thing that folks in the eastern states, they don't realise just how friggin' easy it is to get around town. Peak hour takes an hour to get from one end of town to the other, not 3 hours. Hello, our listeners in Sydney and in the heart of Melbourne. Seriously, there's so much benefit to Adelaide. But besides the traffic and besides the wrestling, what was there anything else that spurred on the move, or was that like the main thing, the wrestling?
This might actually blow your mind a bit, but it was actually your podcast with Jag.
Are you serious?
Serious. I was sitting at home. Obviously this year, I've had opportunities over the years.
You just say this server goes pear shaped, it's all Armin's fault.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, no, so it was actually over the years, I've had opportunities, but I was starting over the course of this year to feel like I'm going to plateau here if I don't do something different. So I was making plans, seeing what I could do. Obviously, I was always going to be down here for this event. And the way that Jag and yourself spoke about the event, It just, you know, it was like a call to action. It was like I felt it in my heart. It was just, you know, Jag's exactly right. We need to put on something to show the world, you know, that we are genuinely world class. Because trust me, you look at any of those big American indie events, please tell me, I dare anyone to tell me that Marcus Pitt, you know, TMDK as a whole, you know, Damian Slater, the Brotherhood, Robbie Hart, I dare anyone to say any of those guys couldn't outperform or put on just as good a show as those guys over there.
I'm one of those people that for ages have said, why isn't Elliot Sexton on television making a load of money? Why? Why isn't that? Like, because he's one of those guys world class, you know.
Exactly.
Sorry, right. Chris Basso, but he's world class.
Yeah, exactly right. And here I am watching my language, and you just say fuckload.
Well, I do. We were going to stay nice and tidy here because we are promoting Wrestle Rampage, but bugger it.
No, exactly right. But that's just passion coming through. And I heard that, and you know, things around my life at home and training. I just went, you know what? Gave Jag a phone call. And, you know, he put me up and just said, hey, man, come down, live in my pantry. For those that don't know, this is how passionate I am about this event on November 28th at Titanium Security Arena. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. Yes. This is how passionate I am about it. I have physically packed all of my belongings. I have moved from Brisbane, a good life in Brisbane. Any of my friends back home, I love you all. Moved from Brisbane down to Adelaide, and I live in a renovated pantry. A single bed, just so that I can train hard full time, just so I can do what I love, and hopefully, this is, you know, with the work that we've all put into this event, we're gonna see something special, and hopefully, I'm just a small part of that, but hopefully, it led to something bigger. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Who knows? But
I mean, as a fan and as somebody who's helped doing what they can to help get this show to more people, the idea of it, I mean. That's what we sort of are hoping for from November 28 onwards is a trickle-down effect where people go, holy crap, Australia has wrestling. It has great wrestling. Hopefully those, however many people get to the arena, tell all their friends.
Exactly.
I mean, like, that's doubling the audience right there if we can do that. And that's what we want to do. Same with this podcast. Share it around. Get Aussie wrestling to more people. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. And a win for this event is a win for everyone as a whole. Mark my words. So workers in Adelaide, workers around Australia, you know, aspiring wrestlers, please all come to this event. Because if we're all there helping make it just as good, you know, tell all your friends, making this event good, trust me. Photos from a stadium look abundantly better to sponsors and other people than photos from a hall. And I'm proud of wrestling in halls, but I think we deserve something bigger.
That's it. And I want to be able to send Brian and Dave over at Wrestling Observer. I want to be able to send them some nice bloody photos to say, hey, this is what's happening down under. We're worth taking note of, you know. It's not just Buddy and Emma and Peyton, you know. It's everybody else.
And if any of them ask, I'm 6'2".
We'll roll with that. We will roll with that, absolutely, yes. Garlic salt. I noticed you're a big fan of garlic salt, and I should have actually brought you a new one on the way because I noticed that somebody had been raiding your condiments in the new pad. So is that kind of the trade off where, like, you live here, we take your condiments?
No, that's Robbie Hart's clogged arteries, and he's going to die at a young age if he keeps eating that much garlic salt. And Rob, if you do download and listen to this, I'm still waiting for that garlic salt replacement. Dead serious.
You better be careful because you might end up with a heap of garlic salt containers thrown at you come Saturday night. So be careful.
A funny story up in Queensland. So someone stole my peanut butter once and I made a Facebook status.
That's right.
And a fan. So this was during the main event. So everyone's well wasted by this point. Right. And a fan had peanut butter and he tried to get into the ring and we were having a jump start, which is basically we were going to fight right away. And this fan's trying to get in the ring with peanut butter. And we had to throw it away, and I felt so bad for tossing his peanut butter away.
He was only trying to do something nice.
I did apologize to him, but on the inside, I was laughing so hard. Power of social media, right there.
That's it. You never know. You see, you just never know. And AWA, I got to bring up again, the characters. For those of you in Queensland or even outside of Queensland, you can look up AWA Live online, livestream.com/East Tigers, I think, is the website. And then you can find it from there. Crazy characters. I mean, you're probably one of the most quote unquote normal characters on the show, because it's masks and it's underwater creatures and wolves and all this sort of jazz. But the fans up there, they seem to eat it up. Of course, the grog and the 18 plus environment, that does help, but it's got to be pretty cool for the wrestlers when they can go out there and know that they're gonna get some sort of reaction. You know, like, that must be pretty cool.
Oh, it definitely is. I think it was really freaky for me. That was the first experience of having that regular fan knowing exactly who you are. But I had the benefit of being one of the quote-unquote normal guys, but that was the gimmick in itself. When Grindhouse first started, I had just returned home from 01, my tour of 01, and the gimmick originally was me not having a clue what's going on with Queensland wrestling. I'm just here to wrestle, and there's fish, there's a wombat, there's a wolverine, and I don't understand any of it. And so I've hired my manager here to do all the talking for me. And just, it was originally meant to be a fish out of water thing, and somehow just one line about being a virgin, and it kind of went a different route. But yeah, the whole gimmick was that I was going to be a normal guy in an insane asylum of characters.
it's just a heck of a lot of fun. Can't put it over enough. AWA Live, at AWA_live is their Twitter handle, so get onto that, folks. And
Josh, do you feel like an AJ Istria Virgin Warrior return to AWA Live would be good? Because I know Jesse Moon would definitely be listening right now. I feel like he has a hand in booking. So there's a young lad down Adelaide. He's freshly moved, and he would love to come back and wrestle you, Jesse.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Do you get the hint, Jesse D?
Hashtag book AJ. Come on, start a revolution, people.
Hashtag bring him back. That's
bring
right.
Him back.
Bring AJ back to Queensland. I'm going to do some quick fire questions here. Favorite wrestler as a kid, and then favorite wrestler today, as you know more about working in wrestling and actually doing it.
As a kid, probably would be Kurt Angle. I joined in around that 2002-2003 mark, and he was just on fire at that point before the neck injury. Favorite wrestler today, I think the generic one for most wrestlers is Fergal Devitt or Finn Balor. but for me, Okada overseas, just 28. I'm envious of him, but at the same time, I mean, he is one in a million, what he's doing right now.
Really got just, he, not only can the guy wrestle and really make you feel the emotion of the match, but he's got that look about him that is just a rainmaker. It's a money look, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly right. I mean, he's everything that any wrestling promotion could possibly want anywhere.
We'll go favourite match that you've had so far, and a match that you want to have, a wrestler that you haven't worked with in your career that you really want to.
That one's tough for me. I'm as cliched as it is, very self-critical. But a match that I do have a lot of personal attachment to was the title win over Hartley Jackson. It wasn't because of, you know, the match itself, winning the title, you know, in front of friends and family. It was more so because I had never actually wrestled Jag before. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. We were on the same team. We were over all these years. And to wrestle him and then to have him afterwards compliment me and you know, really put me over. And he also grabbed the mic and said it to the fans as well. That was just one of those moments where you know, a mentor tells you you've done well, that's when you truly feel like you're on the right path. And that gave me a lot of spirit to continue in wrestling and hopefully get even better.
It's cool when you have like a real moments like that in the ring as well. It kind of sends that extra goosebump, that extra chill down your spine. You're, oh, geez, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, after you've taken, you know, a whole heck of a lot of bumps and then you've laid into each other, you know, emotions are a little bit high just because of, you know, it's nice and raw. You know, you're spent. Yeah, you saw, you're in pain, and then so just a small little compliment like that. Yes. Yeah, it was almost like Dad telling me that he cared.
Papa Jag, we'll call him from now on. We'll go favorite WrestleMania.
Favorite WrestleMania? Yeah. I'd probably go 19. I know a lot of people say 17, but for me, 19, just from an in-ring standpoint.
I love 19. What Jericho and Shawn Michaels, jeez, I'm done now. I can die. That's easy, that match. It's so good.
Exactly right. And that technical clinic that Vince McMahon put on, you know, just showing the kids how to do it.
Catch as catch can, catch as catch will. Yeah, yes.
Exactly right. You know, I'd like to think once every few years he dusts out the old boots just to really make a statement.
I could go to Broadway with Sami Zayn any day of the month. Oh, man. Let's go with favorite after-show meal.
Favorite after-show meal? Nowadays, it's Korean. We've got this Korean place we go to in Brisbane that's excellent. Otherwise, in Adelaide, Villies, pie floater.
Villies!
Villies! Pie floater. And nothing is sweeter than getting your meal before Adam Gambino. Oh. I just want to stress that, especially after someone's taken his meal. So that's just amazing in general.
That's like the episode of JXTV where they're at Macca's and Sexton's like thought, oh, you know, I'll walk in because it'd be quicker than the drive-thru, and he's still like waiting there half an hour later for his food or something. And just the look on his face was so, I can imagine that would be the same look that Adam would have, just sheer depression, anxiety, poor guy.
I think in the process of that short wait, Gambino managed to come up with a new business plan, a new numbering system, a new way Villies should operate, new staff. He'd probably also interviewed several staff in his head who'd be good for the position, just anything to get his meal to him quicker.
Taking surveys from people on how they should improve the old Villies. I tell you what, they do some fine food. They do some. I've heard really good things about the burger, but I've never tried it.
No, I'm pretty picky with burgers. So if Villies aren't specialty in burgers, then I'll probably stay away from it.
All right. I did get this from an Italian, English, folks. I did get this from an Italian fellow who is very, very picky about his food. So I don't know.
Bang on. If the Italian said it, then it must be true. Italians don't muck around. I've got Italian heritage. They do not muck around with their food choices.
This Saturday night, Villies Burger, I'm hitting it up. Villies crew, if there's anyone listening from there probably isn't. But if there is, I want a nice one made up for Armour. Saturday night, we've got the arena show. I'm going to go through the card at the end of the podcast, the full card and all the details and specifics and whatnot. But besides your own match, is there one in particular that you are going to be peeking through the curtain, watching the monitor, making sure that you do not miss a second of it? What's that one match on the card? I can probably guess which one, but what is it?
Honestly, I'm going to be peeking through to watch Rufio's match. So that one, definitely. Just because I don't run around saying that I'm his trainer or anything. I'd like to think of myself as more his big brother. And I care about that kid's future. So this is just, I'm seeing him in that four-way. I'm seeing exactly what I was for that Robbie Hart match I spoke about earlier. So I'm going to watch that four-way, and hopefully he has a great performance. And then that way, you know, all of us, we've got a few Queensland guys coming down that, you know, we're all friends with. Hopefully we can all rejoice later that night on a great night for all of us. But otherwise, obviously, Hartley Jackson, Jonah Rock. Hasn't happened before, and, you know, both of them, what better time to have it than now?
And, you know, the first, as I've mentioned on the show before, the first shows in Australia that I went to that were, you know, Australian, all Australian talent, local wrestler, it was it was Wrestle Rampage when it was known as EPW Adelaide, and Jonah Rock was J-Rock. He had just started wrestling. He had just started wrestling with the basketball pants and the whole B-boy sort of look, and it's amazing seeing how far he came to. I mean, he always, as a heel when he started, he always got heat. That's one thing. He was always good at getting heat. It seemed to come real natural to him. And now he's just this absolute savage out there that, as a wrestling fan, you appreciate how good he is, but the casual punter would sit there and go, "That's one scary mullet right there." You know?
Guaranteed to be intimidating. I mean, you look at him. I think he's weighing in at nearly 300 pounds. He's legitimately weighing in at nearly 300 pounds, but he moves quicker than most people are sitting at 200.
Carries it so well. That's the thing about guys like him, is that they know how to work to their size, and that's a really important thing that I've talked about before on the show with folks like Mike Massive, who, you know, he's a big dude over there in Perth, but because he works to his size, nothing looks out of place because he works to his size. And that's one thing with Jonah as well, but if it's time to go and get intense, he can do that as well. So it's kind of like, yeah, really cool performer. This Saturday night, the arena show, that's where it's going to be happening. Where it's going to be happening is the Titanium Security Arena, formerly known as Adelaide Arena, Crittenden Road. It is in South Australia. Ticketmaster.com is the place to get your tickets, or at the door unless sold out. So in case they... Ticketmaster.com.au. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Don't want to stuff up the plug. So shit. So that it's going to be a rad night. I'm really stoked for wrestling in this country, you know, pertaining to this event, because like you said, it doesn't matter whether you're from Rampage, whether you're an RC Dub fan, whether you're an MC Dub fan in Melbourne and you've got a spare weekend, come on over, hit us up, come say hi, we'll have a beer and watch the show. You know, that's what I'd love to see. I know there's a couple of folks from interstate that I know that are thinking about coming over, so yeah, please do entice whoever you can to get to Adelaide Arena, Titanium Security Arena. Going to be awesome. And I want to thank you very much for having a chat with me. We're going to definitely do this again now that you are in Adelaide. See, the funny thing was, Todd Eastman just moved up to Queensland.
Yeah, I met him actually. And it's on Saturday.
Oh, right. And he said to me, he's like, "Oh, geez, you know, I'm moving up to Queensland now. I'll probably be able to, you know, get a podcast with Istria. We'll sit down and have a yak." And at the same time that he's moved up there, you've moved down here. So I thought, well, let's get it done now and get some pub out there for Saturday night. But I guess the show that I did with Jag and that inspiring you to come down here. That's pretty cool. For me personally, because, like, you know, the whole point of this show is to promote Australian wrestling and to get positivity out there, you know, regarding it. And that's just, yeah, I'm pretty blown away to be honest by that. So yeah, thank you, and we will see you Saturday night. Any last words for the fans and any plugs for merchandise, social media, get it all out there?
Big thanks to our sponsors that have helped made this event possible, especially Supplement Warfare. And they're also giving 10% off. For anyone that's looking for 10% off supplements, just type in the discount code RAMPAGE10. Thank you, Titan Air. Air Conditioning, look them up on Facebook. I think we're going to be needing them this summer. So they're also our sponsors, Dante Entertainment. And
get to enjoy SA summers now.
Exactly right. No humidity. I'm going to love that.
Oh, there's a little bit.
South Australia, it is nothing compared to Queensland.
Tropics.
And, you know, just thank you to anyone that's actually listened to me yabble on. But honestly, this event this weekend is the most important event we could possibly hold for Australian wrestling, and this will have ramifications for all of us. So I think we've got a great crew. I think we've got a great team. Hopefully everyone comes out and, you know, don't be that person that says, "I wish I was there."
That's it.
Straight up, do not be that guy, because this is not an event to miss. Bottom to top of the card, it's going to be one hell of a show.
My dad's crook, and he's even going to be there. So you've got no bloody excuses to not be at Titanium Security Arena this Saturday night, November 28th in Adelaide. It's going to be rad. Thank you again.
No problem. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Gotta put some butts in the seat.
Hey, yo. Listen to me, man. If you want a podcast about WCW and the NWO, butts in seats, man.
Even Flo Hutton decided like Pearl Jam.
Butts in seats, man. Other podcasts can't even get in the building, man.
Thank you again, AJ, and yeah, just blown away that our this podcast was, in a way, responsible for. I mean, that's a pretty big change for somebody to move interstate, or especially from Queensland all the way down to South Australia. I mean, for folks overseas, you know, a lot of our American listeners, that's like living in Seattle, Washington, and then going, okay, I'm going to move to Florida. It's, you know, it's pretty much the same kind of a thing there geographically and distance wise. So yeah, but thank you very much, and yeah. Let's go through this card. Let's go through it, this awesome card this Saturday night. First of all, we'll go through the four-way aerial assault. Robbie Eagles from New South Wales versus Nick Armstrong from South Australia, the former Riot City Wrestling Champion. Robbie Eagles has held many titles as well. You've got the Human Bullet, Link Barnett from SA, and the man that we talked about at length, Queensland's Rufio. You got the eight-man tag team warfare, where we've got the All-Stars, Gorgeous Greg, Willie Gibson, Dean Valente, and Sean Custom. Sean Custom from New South Wales versus Team Istria, with the man you just heard, AJ Istria, Mike Boomer from SA, Green Smash from South Australia, and Pat Graham as well, the underdog. These two men had a ridiculously amazing feud back in Riot City Wrestling a few years ago. They're going to go one-on-one once again. Elliot Sexton, the MCW champion, taking on Rocky Monero. Mikey Broderick, it's all about fitness, fitness, fitness. Until he runs into Mr. Juicy. That's going to be an awesome matchup. Can't wait to see Mr. Juicy. Tables match, Havoc versus Robbie Hart. Awesome feud these guys have had throughout the years. They've just had non-stop battles. They've gotten pretty hardcore in the past. And again, they're going to put their bodies to the limit. A tables match. Look out. Tag team matchup here. You've got TMDK, Marcus Pitt, and Mikey Nichols, who has traveled the world. He's been one of the biggest stars in Japan for a few years now, with Shane Haste, who will be in their corner. That's right, Shane Haste and Mikey Nichols will be there at the arena, taking on Damian Slater and Chris Weiss. They are known as the Brotherhood in Wrestle Rampage, and I botched last week. Damian Slater is not, he is not the EPW Perth champion anymore, because Marcus Pitt did take that strap from him, and he will be on the opposite side of the ring. So there we go. We've got some tension there between those two, and possibly towards me as well, because a man the size of Marcus Pitt, you do not want to get his title reigns mixed up. You just want to, you know. But yeah, Marcus is a good dude, so I think we'll let that one slide. And the main event for the Australian National Championship, Jonah Rock, also representing TMDK, taking on another member of TMDK, Jag Hartley Jackson. It's Titanium Security Arena, formerly known as Adelaide Arena. So if you're a basketball fan and you go to see the 36ers play, you very well know where that venue is. Check out WrestleRampage.com for all the details. Go to Ticketmaster.com.au to purchase tickets. And yeah, hope to see you there, folks. It's going to be an absolute fun one. Be sure to check out at WR Australia on Twitter and WrestleRampage Australia on Facebook. And the week after the arena show at the Latvian Hall in Wayville, Riot City Wrestling presents Battle for Supremacy. That is going to be an amazing show. I'll be there calling the action and ring announcing, along with Sean Fuster and the Wolfdog. Main events for that one, well, we've got a tables match, the Armstrongs taking on the Rude Ones, and title versus career. That's right. Big Brody Marshall, the RCW champion, taking on Matt Grim Basso, and, well, Brody goaded him in, and Matt Basso not one to step away from a challenge. He accepted. He said, yeah, I'll put the career on the line if it means getting a shot at that strap. And the two of the biggest men in, you know, in Australian wrestling going at it. Whew, boy, that's going to be insane. So this weekend in SA, we've got Wrestle Rampage at the arena. Next weekend, we've got Riot City Wrestling. It's going to be insane, folks. Now, we can't cover the whole nation here on WRA, but well, not every week. We try to over time, but not every week. So the place you want to go to is facebook.com/Australian Indie Wrestling. That's where you get the photos, videos, podcasts, the schedules, the calendars. You get the results from the weekend, everything you need regarding wrestling in Australia, especially WWE Australia updates. You will find it all at Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook. Indie with a Y, Australian Indie Wrestling. That's the place to go. All right, let's take it home. As I drop stuff, at WrestleRadioAU on Twitter is where you'll find us. At JoshJDArmour is where you will find me. And please be sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't already on your favourite podcast app, iTunes. I know we get a lot of people listening through iTunes. So if you do use the old iTunes, just yep, hit the subscribe button. Boom. You get every episode the second it hits the internet. And go back and listen to a heap of episodes from our back catalogue. You've got interviews with a lot of the Wrestle Rampage talent, Mr. Juicy, Jonah Rock, Jag, Hartley Jackson, the chat that made AJ move down to SA. Check out the episode Blue Chip to hear my chat with Jag. Marcus Pitt on our YouTube channel, and a hilarious chat, R-rated, so make sure the kiddies aren't around when you listen to that one. Damien Slater's been on a couple of times. Robbie Hart, I think I need to actually re-release that one because that was on our old feed, so I'll look to get the link out there for you on that one. Rocky Monero spent about 90-odd minutes talking about his career and Wrestle Clash as well. Green Smash, he was on the Decade of Riot City episode. You can hear him there, and Nick Armstrong as well. Alrighty, big thank you again to WrestleMerch Printing for sponsoring the show and the network. Thunderstag for our awesome theme music. Once again, AJ History and Wrestle Rampage, big thank you. We'll see you there this Saturday night. FNX.network, thank you for everything you guys do. But most of all, you for listening. I'm Josh Armour. We'll see you there in the crowd at Adelaide Arena. And next week, I'll be back here on Wrestle Radio Australia. Cheers.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuts and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy, kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before, chewed up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night's a Saturday night.
Here's where the action is. Here's where the action is.